Today, we'll be looking at understanding the gospel. Understanding the gospel. Let's open to Habakkuk chapter 4, the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 4, from verse 28 to 31. It reads, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the creator of the end of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Praise the Lord. James, book of James, chapter 3. Today we'll be doing a large session of the scriptures. James, chapter 3, verse 13. "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom." Praise the Lord. What exactly is the gospel? As believers, we go out daily, we wake up, we pray to the mighty King of Kings, our Savior, our Creator. What exactly is the gospel? We had a program in the National Health Center about 2 or 3 years back, captioned "The Truth About the Gospel," and it was clearly taught what the gospel is all about. The gospel is about the good news of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. The death, resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are to go and declare this. That is the gospel. The gospel is about the goodness of Christ, the power of God. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, he came in flesh and blood. He died. He rose again. The gospel is powerful. The gospel is real. Praise the Lord. Now, as believers, we must, a lot of people, it's unfortunate, do not understand the gospel. When you're walking with Jesus, you really need to understand him. Praise the Lord. When you're walking with Jesus, you really need to understand him. Little wonder he told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 29. Jesus said himself, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Praise the Lord. Jesus said, "Learn from me as believers." We need to learn to be lowly in heart. We need to learn to be gentle. Understanding the gospel, understanding Jesus Christ. We are meant to be living examples. When you're born again, you're meant to be a living example for the world to see. And we carry a lot, a tremendous power in us that unfortunately a lot of people do not understand. Now we're going to look at the story of Lazarus. We all know it, so we'll be taking it highlight by highlight. John chapter 11, from verse 1. "Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and his sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sister sent to him, saying, 'Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick.' When Jesus heard that, he said, 'This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it.'" Praise the Lord. Lazarus was sick. Jesus loved Mary, loved Martha, and their brother, my Lazarus. They approached him and they told him, "Lord, my Jesus, the one whom you love so much is sick." And he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Verse 6 says, "So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, 'Let us go to Judea again.' The disciples said to him, 'Rabbi, this is the Jews sought to kill to stone you, and you are going there again?' Jesus answered, 'Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. Praise the Lord. I would like us to pay an interesting attention to the very words of Jesus. Are they not well out of the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. Jesus is the light of the world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. Then we are afraid that, Lord, we go to that house, the woman is stolen, and now we want to go there again. And he's telling them, relax. The Bible says in verse 11, this thing he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus lives, but I go that I may wake him up. Then the disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well. Praise the Lord. They did not understand what Jesus meant. He said, Lazarus is sleeping. And you know, it's difficult for someone who is close to someone to feel that you are. I know this person very well. But they are missing point. They did not understand. The Bible said, 11 said, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well. Jesus in 13. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he was speaking about taking rest and sleep. Praise the Lord. For them say, then Jesus said to them plainly, that was there, and I am glad for your sake that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. Thomas, that one. Then Thomas, who is called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. He was passing a message to them. He said, I am glad for your sake that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. And you see Thomas saying, let us go, that you may go and die with him. Jesus was talking about them believing that he is the resurrection of the life. He can do all things. He said, I told you that Lazarus was there. I am glad for your sake I was not there. They did not understand him. Thomas said, let us also go that we may die with him. Bible says in 17, so when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in their house. 21. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha, she feels she knows God Almighty very much. She answered quickly and said, Martha said to him in verse 24, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. She was referring to future things. Jesus Christ came to raise Lazarus. He came to just manifest his power. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God who is to come into the world. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that when she had said those things, she went away and secretly called Mary and sister, saying, the teacher has come and is calling for you. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, she is going to the tomb to weep there. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jew who came with her weeping, he cried out in the spirit and was troubled. Praise the Lord. Jesus was troubled, understanding the gospel of the captain Jesus. Jesus was troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. In verse 35, the Bible says, Jesus wept. Praise the Lord. You know, before now, in Sunday school growing up, I knew that John 11 and 5 is Jesus wept. And it's one scripture, praise the Lord. It's one scripture that, you know, they said it's the shortest, right? Okay, praise the Lord. The shortest, but it has a deeper meaning. It has a meaning that is bigger than how short it is, praise the Lord. Now, I was thinking that that was only the Jesus wept, but interestingly, if you go to Matthew chapter 11, put your finger there, we'll come back to that place. Matthew chapter 11, a very crucial thing happened. Verse 29. Luke 19, verse 1 to 44. Backwards. Luke 19, 41. Now, as he drew near, he saw the city and went over it. Jesus went in this passage, saying, 42, if you had known, even you especially in this day, the things that make for your peace, for now they are hidden from your eyes, for they will come upon you when your enemies will build an encampment around you, surround you and close you in on every side, and level you and your children between you to the ground, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another. Because you don't know the time of your visitation. Wow. You did not know the time of your visitation. Praise the Lord. Jesus went to Jerusalem. Brethren, it is possible for someone to claim that he is walking with the Lord and not really know the time of his participation when walking in disobedience and rebellion to his word. Praise the Lord. Many claim to walk with God, but have no divine understanding of God. A lot of people who see them as suits, they can quote the scripture, they can brag about so many things, but they don't understand the scripture. Little wonder the devil was able to quote the scripture. The devil knows the scriptures, but has no understanding. He was giving it to Jesus Christ, trashing him, smashing him to pieces, and he had to fear that everything. He said, that is what happened. Praise the Lord. Brethren, understanding the gospel, we need deep understanding. Now, back to our story. In John 11, the Bible says, from the Pharisees of the then the Jews said, see how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus again, grounded himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone he lay against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha came again. Martha, the sister of him, who was there, said to him, Lord, by this time, a stench. By this time, there is a stench, for he has been there for days. Martha, I thought by now she knows that this is Jesus. He has been doing all the miracles. He has been healed. He has been raised there. And here it was. Martha is saying, for this one pastor, we see the smell. Martha, the sister of him, was there, said, Lord, he has been there. By this time, there is a stench. He has been there for days. And Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you will believe, you will see the glory of God? She was again telling her, did I tell you? If you believe, you will see the glory of God. Believers today are going through tough times, through trials, and they are fishing. They don't understand because they don't understand Jesus. Don't you believe, Martha? Brethren, don't you believe? God can do all things. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord. For more, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Brother,
I didn't see a place before here where the Lord said, Lord, raise Lazarus from the dead. Jesus Christ rose up early in the morning daily to pray. As a believer, we need to understand that when you wake up early in the morning, you pray things. You go out there, in your closet, your prayer chamber, you speak what you desire in your heart according to the will of God, you pray. So when the trials come, when the temptation comes, it is just a means here. It is just a simple thing. Jesus said, Father, I thank you that you have heard. He has prayed earlier. He has been heard. And I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me for the trade. Now, when he has said this thing, he cried with a loud voice. Loud voice come forth. And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot, with great clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. Praise the Lord. Jesus, earlier we saw, he said, learn from me, I am meek, I am humble, lowly in heart. He didn't shout. He said, Lazarus, come forth, those were his only words. He had already prayed to the Father. Lazarus, come forth. That was all. Lazarus rose, bound, and he said, loose him and let him go. Learn from the Lord, understanding the gospel. Today, it goes to a place, you are healed, or something happens. The bishop, the man of God, will tell you, come forth, come, sit down, becoming or becoming, it's not. Go, ask, let him come again by your head. Praise the Lord. Understanding the gospel. It's interesting. To have understanding, we need the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit in the book of John, go further, was promised by the Lord Jesus. He said the Holy Spirit will teach us all things. The Holy Spirit gives us deep understanding. The Holy Spirit will reveal things to us. The Holy Spirit will intercede for us. Praise the Lord. As believers, we need to understand the power that we have. We need to understand what we are carrying. You know, earlier I was talking with Sadeh and I'm like, oh, it is our self-fellowship here today. I came in a little bit late. And we're talking of some the nastiness people do, the wickedness of men. Men who think are responsible, only to discover they are irresponsible. They belong to chambers and darkness. That it's so painful, but you will find out how they tremble when they are all of themselves to people and bring two people this year. They will run and do all they can to bring those two souls or whatever. But as believers, we don't understand that we have this greater power, this stronger power, and the Lord gave us a mandate. Go into the world, preach the gospel, or we will not. You see believers preaching the gospel just to themselves. I decree shall be well with me. This transaction I want must go through. This money must come in. Go out there, preach. You have the power, raise the sick, raise the dead. Go, it's a command. If you don't have understanding, you will not appreciate the power that God has given to us. Praise the Lord. If you look at Acts chapter 19, verse 8. Paul is someone that, having been converted, he had a very deep understanding of the gospel. He was ready to die for it. From verse 8 then, and he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God. Paul understood the gospel, and he was bold. When you understand the gospel, you will be bold. Even in the midst of the storm, in the midst of trials, you will be bold. We need deep understanding. But when you show you without understanding, you will be exposed. You will be injured and betrayed. If you are preaching the gospel that you don't understand, you go to somewhere and you want to show power that you don't really know how effective brethren will be displayed. You can see that below from the level. Now, when God works unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or imports were brought from his body to the sick and the disease the Bible left them, and the evil spirit went out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exotic took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who have evil spirit, saying, "We exercise you by the Jesus who Paul preaches." They saw power, raw power, from someone who understood the God who was having. Someone who had gone through thick and thin. He had been cooked by the gospel. They saw him, you know, doing miracles. Unusual, the Bible says, walk unusual miracles by the hands of Paul. They saw him doing these things, and they said, okay, we'll go to one. And they said, "We exercise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." For they said, also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish king, who did so. 15. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" Then the man in whom the evil spirit was lift up them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house. Brethren, we are taken and wounded. They were naked and wounded. They were afraid. They did not understand. They did not understand. It takes deep wisdom to know and understand the scriptures. Praise the Lord. The perseverance in order to understand the scriptures, the gospel, search the scriptures daily. If you look at Acts chapter 17 times as well. Then the brethren, Acts 17 times as well. Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. 11. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness, and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. See, they searched. They didn't just listen. When we hear the word of God from anyone, a man, a woman, they are expected to go back in your closet. This thing, get understanding. The Holy Spirit is there to show you, to reveal to you. The Bible says they are so interested in this gospel that they went back and searched the scripture daily for days to find out whether those things were so. So we want to make heaven. We want to live a fantastic life here on earth. Are you digging it? Do you have understanding of the scripture? What does God say concerning your marriage? What does God say concerning your family, your parents, your future, your finance, your health? Do you have understanding? Are you digging it like this? Who steps the scripture daily? Or are you among the believers or preachers today that will go to the temple, to the church, just find out what the pastor is saying, giving you a sugar, quoting all motivational speech, encouraging you with modern Harvard techniques? Brethren, the Bible is in our hand. The gospel is with us. Get understanding. Get understanding. We need to understand God's purpose for His children. God has tremendous plans for us. And if you don't study, if you don't research, go into the scripture, you will not have understanding. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 62. What does God have in store for us? What does He have for us? Isaiah 62. We need to understand it, brethren. Isaiah 62, from verse 1 to 4. "For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth as brightness, and her salvation as the lamp that burns. The Gentiles shall see your righteousness, and all things your glory, which shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will name. You shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no longer be sent forsaken, nor shall your land any more be sent desolate, but you shall be called a seeker, and your land builder, beloved." God has beautiful plans for us. We need to understand it. Christians need to understand it. We need to understand it. We should not be among those who go about without the deep understanding of that, the gospel that saves us. It is powerful. We can smash the enemy, we can smash the enemy. But if you don't have understanding, just like we saw, you will be destroyed, you will be exposed, injured, or even killed in the prophet because you don't have understanding. Understand, you have a mandate to preach the gospel. Understand, you have a mandate to preach the gospel. Our Lord Jesus has paid a great price. We don't go around with the cheap gospel. The gospel is not cheap, it is precious. And we have a mandate to preach the gospel. Mark chapter 16, verse 14 to 18. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. This is the 11. Judas had prepared Jesus. The 11. He had coached them, he had been with them. But imagine, they did not understand all he was saying all this time. The Bible says, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. At this time, we follow those who believe in my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up carpets, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means stop them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover.
Brethren, we have a mandate to preach the gospel. Wherever we are, some of us are in corporate world, some of us are in private practice, wherever we have a mandate.
And if at all, this scripture is not scripture, we must have big understanding. We must understand this. He said to them, go into all the world and preach it.
We must not be silent. Amen. We must understand the God we are serving. We have been called to light, and we must shine that light. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 to 7. You know, in the International Harvest Center, we are so blessed that God always plants His word in our midst. Praise the Lord. We will not boast, we will just continue to be humble. This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are a light in our generation.
Amen.
We must show forth that light. We must understand the scriptures. The gospel is not free. The gospel is not weak. We have been called to a very precious, purpose, and we must daily, consistently try our very best to study and understand what role we have to play in advancing this gospel. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Understand you have to contend for the faith. A lot of believers you see out there, any small thing, they are moved. Let it be that the band are on strike, and there's no money they have. It's time for provide. They lie. They don't have money they have to. I can't pay for that. What's the price? Come back, I'll pay. Don't give it to me. There is the faith. The book of Jude, chapter 3. Jude, chapter 3. Beloved, I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation. I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. Our faith is precious. Understanding the gospel requires us to exercise our faith daily. We must not waver. The Bible says that the double-minded man is continually in all his ways. We must not waver. Understand this presence. Trials will come.
affliction will come. But you must understand that we are more than conquerors. Understand that we can overcome. We were told that no weapon fashioned against such a person. Don't be moved by trials. Don't be moved by circumstances. You will believe that faith is crucial. Understanding the gospel is crucial. Study daily. Encourage yourself in prayer. Pray for each other. Hold on to the word which you have heard. The scriptures should be in you. No matter the circumstances, no matter the pain or shame, understand and hold on to your faith. The life of darkness cannot comprehend. Darkness cannot overshadow life in any way. All will be well. Praise the Lord. John 13:18-28. Where the disciples did not understand Jesus when he talked of who to betray him. You know, Jesus was speaking of his betrayal and they still did not understand him. They were with him. They were walking with him. What was the first thing that it is possible to walk and walk with Jesus? Walk, W-A-L-K and W-O-R-O-K. It's possible to walk and walk with Jesus and not understand him. We need deep understanding. The disciples of the king and told them, John 13, verse, the Lord has a preview of it, 18 to 28. I do not speak concerning all of you. I know who I have chosen. For that scripture may be fulfilled, he who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Most assuredly I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. When Jesus had said these things, he was troubled with the Spirit and testified and said, most assuredly I say to you, one of you will betray me. Then his disciples looked at one another, perplexed, the Bible said, about whom he spoke. 23. Now there was leaning on Jesus, both of one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask who it was when he spoke. Then leaning back to Jesus' bread, he said to him, Lord, who is he? Don't forget, Jesus said, the one who eats this bread. 26. Jesus answered, it is he to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have gifted. And having dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Now, after the piece of bread, things had entered him. Then Jesus said to him, by saying to Judas, what you do is business. For no one at the table knew what business he said this to him. For some thought, because Judas had the money, was that Jesus had said to him, buy those things related to the truth. They still did not understand. Jesus was with them, he was speaking. These were the disciples, these were the 12. Brother, we have to be very careful. We need the Holy Spirit to give us understanding the basis of scripture. It is possible to follow Jesus and not come to the muscles to follow him wherever he went. They came for bread, they came for cash, you know, some came because their mother was talking, and then some came because they wanted to get married, some came because they need a job, they need healing. They did not have understanding of what Jesus Christ could do. The disciples, the 12. May God empower us concerning the Holy Spirit to understand in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
As believers, we should understand that God has a mandate for man. God has a mandate for us. As believers, God has a very big mandate for us. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Oh, Lord Almighty, thank you. You know, I was reading, I was like, Lord, give me understanding. And this is every creeping thing. Brother, every creeping thing is both seen and unseen. Demons are creeping. We have dominion over them. We can smash them. We can crush them. For religion needs. Most believers look at this scripture and say, wow, money, wow. Transaction, wow, thank you. I was absolutely understand the scripture. It's deeper than we can think of. over every, over all the earth and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. You hear something creeping in your room at night, fear not. Command it by calling the state. I command that cockroach to come up like that and put them before our Lord anyway. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We have power, brethren. We have power. We need to understand the gospel. We need to exercise our faith daily. God has given us dominion over everything. As a man, as a woman, as a child of God, born again, God has given us authority. God has given us power to make wealth. The Bible says, remember, I am the God that gives you power to make wealth. God has given us authority to travel to make us confidence. It is one thing to just read the scriptures. It's another to talk whatever we saw earlier. The devil owned the scriptures. Satan owned the scriptures. For if you have understanding, if he comes to trial, he will shake you. He will shake you. If you look at the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, you will see people who understood the Lord, who understood the purpose of the gospel. Abraham, Genesis, Moses, Joshua, Judges, in Judges, Gideon, Deborah, Ruth. These are people who knew the consequences of following the Lord. They knew their purpose in the kingdom. Ruth, Samuel, David, Solomon, Elijah, Job. Interestingly, Job caught my attention. Of all that happened, Job said something. The trial was up. It was smashingly hot. He was going through pain. But he had understanding. Job chapter 23. He had understanding of his predicament. Job chapter 23, from verse 8 to 10. The Bible says in verse 8, look, Job is speaking. I go forward, but he is not there. I'm backward, but I cannot perceive him. When he walks on the left hand, I cannot behold him. When he turns to the right hand, I cannot see him. Verse 10. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, oh, praise the Lord, I shall come forth as gold. Praise the Lord. Job was speaking. He said, I can't see God. I come here, I cry, I shout, nothing. But God knows what I'm going through. God knows my pain. And at the end of the day, after all, I will come out as gold. Brethren, we will come as strong in Jesus' name. Let's not be moved. Let's not be carried away by the Bible says, the ladies of the field. They don't toil. But God knows. He takes care of them. How much He has given us dominion, don't forget, in Genesis 1. He has given us authority. But if we don't understand, don't forget what we saw earlier that Jesus said, it is possible the believer that you will miss your day of temptation. When God is speaking, when God is comforting you, when God is teaching you, when God is trying to minister something to you, brethren, ask the Holy Spirit to give you deep understanding. Catch it around with you. Catch it around with you. Coming to church on Sunday is not just for a ritual. It's to get understanding. Thank God for the church we are in, the Bible believing church. We call daily, we hear the word. We don't come and massage our ego or get more good knocks over our body and say, oh, this is not so powerful, but really don't do anything. If not anything, learn that you need understanding to run this race. We are fighting the battle. The weapons of our warfare can understand spiritual things, understand crucial matters in the gospel. But they are mighty through God to the point of struggle. Brethren, there are struggles. If you don't understand, you will think it's just wishing what you can say. Blah, 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 blah. We are just a trouble. I can't smash you. It's good to be injured. We are fighting a war. Don't give it to you. Understand. Don't give it to you. Don't be real. Hold on to your faith. Understand your purpose. Esther, another beautiful patron that understood her purpose. If you look at Esther, the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 16. You know, a lot that happened, and Haman was about to be. He had plotted evil to Mordecai. And they came after everything. Mordecai fasted, tore his clothes, and everything, and they went and told Esther, praise the Lord. In verse chapter 4, verse
Let's make it from 15. Okay, then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai. Look at 15. She said, "Go, gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan, and fast for me, neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My men and I will fast likewise, and so I will go to the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." What a statement. If I die, I die. But when they told her, she understood that this was wrong. She understood that this is not normal. And she said, "Go, prepare it fast." What do we do as believers when we hear certain things wrong? About friends, about family, or about threats to our lives, or threats to our jobs, we begin to shake. Understand that we have a power. Your colleagues, my friend, they tell us, they want to start you from this office and share with you. You say, "Ah, get a little money, you go to the toilet. We must be able to say that you are coming." But we want to be like one of them tells us that you are in a plane, and they say, they said, and I think this thing is not good. The other thing is that, yes, this thing is not good. And you spoke as a child of God, no Wahala. It is well. This day will take me to my destination. Praise the Lord. Esther said, "Go and gather all the Jews who are present to Shushan, and fast for me, neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day." She didn't stop there. So then we have to go to the prayer warrior and say, "How much will I be? Just ask for me. I don't want to do that job." They go to the Manjaro and start cheating and laughing and say, "My brother, I don't want to do that job." They back me up. I know my God. Brother Esther said, "My name and I will fast likewise. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law." It was against the law. She said, "If I perish, I perish." She understood the power she had communicated with. She has fasted, she will pray. And she knew that God Almighty will answer her. Is it any wonder that in fact, chapter 5, that when she went and saw the king, she took on her environment. Now it happened on the fourth day that Esther put on a royal robe and stood in the inner court of the king's palace. That was against the custom of across from the king's house, while the king sat on his royal throne in the royal house, facing the entrance of the house. So it was when the king saw Esther standing in the court that she found favor in his sight. She has finished her work spiritually. She has finished her work spiritually. Brethren, we need to understand the gospel. We have been given authority. We have been given power to travel on things and spokens. More especially, we should hold on to our faith. Understand that no matter the circumstance, no matter the trial, do not waver in your faith. Praise the Lord. David prayed is another wonderful personality in the Bible. And one prayer that I actually David prayed with understanding is Psalm 23. He prayed with understanding. He was not just, we know that scripture, we know that prayer. We can say it for us. We will understand it. To will not have the power of that prayer. Psalm 23 is common. Even today in my garden, the children of Israel, and other as an hour, we pray on that family at the time. It is powerful. David prayed that prayer with understanding. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters, he restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." For his name's sake, God will do wonders in our lives in Jesus' name.
Amen.
"Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Do we understand this prayer? Do Christians know the import of this statement? A little valley comes, we start shouting, we start fretting, we start compromising. How much I will people look into my name, people look at me, how much I will die. You start shaking. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Our enemies are seated, they are looking at us, they can't do nothing. Praise the Lord. Surely they will scatter, the Bible says, but because it's not of me, they will scatter. Understand the gospel. We have authority, brethren. Understand that greater is he that is in you. Jesus Christ,
understand Jesus in the world. You have Jesus and you understand you have authority, you have power. Don't be moved. You prepare yourself before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil. My cup runs over. Praise the Lord. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Brethren, we must understand the gospel so that we can be effective in our generation. Praise the Lord. The devil, Satan, Lucifer, is someone who lacks understanding. He's crafty, we know, we saw that in Genesis. He's a trickery, what that was that pastor is slippery of craft, what's in the world? And he lacks understanding. But he comes and moves, shapes believers, and believers are just, you know, trying to shape it. He picked up the game from verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to the saying, Son of man, take up your lamentation to the king of Tyre, and say to him, Thus says the Lord, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The statue of the topaz and diamonds, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald in gold. The workmanship of your timbrel and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. You were the anointed cherub who called back. I established you. You were the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of the fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created. The iniquity was found in you. By the abundance of your training, you became filled with violence with him, and you sinned. Therefore, I cast you as a profane out of the mountain of God, and I destroyed you, O prophet cherub, from the midst of the very stones. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you down to the ground, I laid you before him, that they might gaze at you. Brethren, this is Satan, the Bible is talking about him. He lacks understanding. God gave everything. The Bible says that in your heart was lifted up. Pride, because of your beauty. And then, you can lose the love if you have no understanding. You can lose eternity if you have no understanding. If you don't understand the gospel, if you don't understand the scriptures, you can lose the most precious thing in your life, which is your salvation in Christ. So daily, just like the barrier, we need to search the scripture. God has planted, you know, by His grace, elders that will guide us, that will guide us daily into the scriptures. So whatever questions you're as you're studying, as you hear the word of God, whatever is difficult to understand, still speak to God. Go to the pastor. Say, sir, I'm not understanding. Please, can we sit and share? This is the question I have. What is this? If I never think that, can you show me, teach me, what was the scripture saying here? And the Holy Spirit, who gives all wisdom, will instruct you and guide you. When you understand the gospel, you will have faith in God. When you understand the gospel, you will have faith in God. If you saw earlier, faith is crucial. Faith is crucial. The book of Mark, chapter 11. Let's take it from 22, Mark chapter 11, from verse 22. Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Simple. Have faith in God. 23. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Praise the Lord. This is a powerful message. A statement from our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Do you understand those words? We pray daily, we ask, because of we have not received, we start shaking. We start shaking. Oh Lord, what's happening? Are you not hearing me? What's happening? Let me know. Let me know. God is hearing. God has heard. He's talking. He has heard you. Just to come back in, holding on, persevere, endure. Be strong, be courageous, be bold. continually search and gain more understanding of Him. Don't know if you are going to walk with Him without understanding Him, or who walk with Him. Don't forget
W-A-L-K, walk,
and W-O-R-K, walk. You can walk and walk with Jesus without understanding Him. We saw the disciples. In fact, it was after the death of Jesus. Stand up for the Holy Spirit. They were all, what that was the friend of man was used. Peter and Christian. No, brother, Peter in our midst too. Peter is in the Bible. They were, Peter will come and say, Lord, no, I want it here, nothing to happen, nothing. You say, God, I'll be with Jesus. And Jesus said, I'm just sleeping and chill. Relax. I want to go on Peter. Even if he denied the life before, when he heard, Jesus said that he was denied, he immediately said, lie! Lie! I know you are my life. Finally, when he lied, so I don't know him, I don't know him. He started crying. But when Jesus said, I'm telling him, he did not understand, he thought it was just, it cannot happen. The same thing, when the Lord rose, said, Peter, do you love me? And this is what Jesus said, I don't know, feel my shame. In my brother, what is this? God was encouraging him. But imagine, after the Lord, rose, he had to go and rebuke them because they did not begin to go and see him. He had to go and rebuke them. But I told people this thing. How come you did not believe all this? I rebuked the people. Thank God he told them, go and wait. Tarry in Jerusalem till you have received the Holy Spirit. Brethren, it was not the Holy Spirit came upon them in Acts that was started seeing power in the church, in the life of the apostles. It was when the Holy Spirit came. Acts chapter 1, he said that clearly. Acts chapter 1. Therefore, when they have come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore to the kingdom? And said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in His own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Praise the Lord. Brethren, we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. As long as it's in us, we will continually have understanding. Praise the Lord. When you have understanding, when you understand the gospel, one, we said you will have faith in God. Two, when you have understanding, when you understand the gospel, you will be obedient to the Father. You will be obedient to the Father. The Great Commission. Go ye all to the earth and preach the gospel. If you have understanding, you will realize how powerful that statement. You will obey. You will go and preach. And yet, I'm addendum to that error. In my name, you will do this. So what's happening? Why are Christians not living or living that life? Is it because they lack understanding of the gospel, of the message, of the error, or the sender? Is it because of that? When you have understanding of the gospel, you will be obedient to the Father. One, you have faith in God, so you will be obedient to the Father. Three, when you have understanding of the gospel, you will be bold and confident. We saw Paul preaching in the synagogue. He was bold of the gospel is moving. The pastor said, I'm not ashamed of this gospel. Are we ashamed of the gospel? Are we ashamed that things are not working in my life? Let me just lay it at it. Let me just have the pastor will talk to me and say, you have stayed in the church. Or I stay the believer. Brethren, let's be bold. And to be bold and confident, we need to deep study. You can't get it all by just hearing this thing. You can't get it all. You need to study. Share the scripture. Brother, I will read you the scripture. This is what is said to me. Brother told the scripture, no. Also, that scripture, this is what is said to me. I don't sharpen my mind. Share. Understand it. Get understanding. When you have understanding before, you will have John, Luke, chapter 10, verse 17 to 20. Now we are talking about the 70. These are, they are not on this world, they are believers. And the Lord sent them out earlier. The Bible says in 17, then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Powerful. Like what I now say, powerful. Praise the Lord. When you understand the gospel, you will have joy. The 70 understood who sent them, and when they went, because of their understanding, there was resolve. They said, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Brethren, the demons are subject to us in the name of Jesus Christ. We should not be moved or threatened by that. Somebody will take my picture to somewhere and do this. It will go blind. There is power. If I will go blind, or one big boy that is looking for, we are looking for job, begging him for employment or transaction, will ask the boy, come, let me tell you something. He will just deny that time and ashamed to say, who are you? Understand your power. They are giving us authority. Jesus told them, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means cause you. Not the economy, not science, not health, nothing. What we are talking about, we saw that you brought the day, you showed us the video of the Sosuli soldier, out of 109 to survive. That girl had beauty at the child, she was 15 years right when that happened. You can imagine her beauty, everything is gone, consumed and fight the flesh. But her voice was the same. Her voice is not as rumbled as we say. Brethren, nothing shall by any means cause you. We can't push on the Lord about the other one that died, the other two. But this girl survived. And when I was looking at that video, I'm like, God, you kept this one for a testimony.
Yes.
She was all born. She's presently how old now? 28. She was just talking. I was looking at that. This game is not what you will cherish. It's like, I can't describe it. Let me not use the wrong word. But her spirit was strong. She was not thinking of people were crying. Nothing, her soul was not hurt. She was not broken. The body was cut off, but her soul was still standing strong. And I pray that girl will stand firm till the very end in Jesus' name. He said, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirit has subject to you. It's caution. We need to understand it. Today, you see a young believer goes to somewhere, prays, and they see, you see it, the dead is raised. Bam, the guy has passed the shirt. Those ashes, they will buy a suit. I say, yes, brethren, I pray that that soul goes. That layman walks. The Bible says, do not rejoice in this. And you pray that something happens. Do not rejoice. But rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. That is the reward. We need to understand it. God has given you and blessed you with the gift of prophecy. And you are so filled with it. Don't rejoice by it, my brother. I tell you what you are going to do next week. You will bless me with something. First blessing with something. No! It's the first blessing and the best. You will start even believing that I will cash it. I'm doing it. Brethren, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the Spirit has subject to you. All spirits are subject to us in Jesus' name. But let's not rejoice. That's not the catch. The catch is our names are in heaven. Number five, when you understand the gospel, you will be watchful. When you understand the gospel, you will be watchful. Luke 2, from the 34 to 36. Sorry, from the, let's look at 39. 39. Coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives, and as he was accustomed, and his disciples also followed him. When he came to the place, he said to them, pray us. You may not enter into temptation. He went to pray, and when he came back, he found them, sleeping. I think the second time. Then if you go to 46,
Then he said to them, for the sake of the tree, then the angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed most earnestly. Then he swept with him like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. When he rose up from prayer and had come to his disciples, he found them sleeping from sorrow. Then he said to them, why do you sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Pray the Lord. God was, Jesus was cautioning them. He warned them. He said, when he came to the place, he said to them, pray that you may not enter into temptation. They didn't understand. They thought they were just waiting for him. He was telling them, pray. This was before the denial of Peter denied it, and before the whole pain and anger started. Jesus was praying. He understood what was about to happen. And he was telling them, pray that you do not fall into temptation. Who knows if they had prayed, Peter specifically had prayed, maybe another person would have been the one. Maybe the Lord had told the last time they came down, he said, why did you sleep? Rise and pray that you enter into temptation. We need to understand the gospel. When you understand the gospel, you will be watchful. You will be watchful. The Bible said, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. When you understand the gospel, you will be watchful. Number six, when you understand the gospel, you will be born again. Yes, we are born again. But you really need to remain born again. Pray the Lord. And for those out there who are not born again, for them to really understand, if they understand, they must be born again. Interestingly, in Nicodemus, John chapter 3, verse 3, walked up to Jesus in the middle of the night to inquire. And in that John 3:3, Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The gospel is about Jesus. The gospel is about the saving grace of Jesus. And for you to have or partake in this gospel, brethren, we must remain born again. And if we are not born again, we must. Jesus used that word. The most extraordinary I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Unless there's no other pattern. Unless one is born again, he cannot see. And you must ask so much question. And Jesus said, do not marry that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows, let it wish you. And you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. We need understanding to grasp what the Lord Jesus is saying here. Let's not waver. This morning I was listening to, while we were preparing to come to church, I was listening to the radio, and I was like, Lord, you're talking to us about understanding, and the gospel program that was on, the lady said, the man said, in Zimbabwe, the government had a gold mine, and the gold mine was condemned, abandoned. Nothing was happening there. So this group of investors came and met the government official and said, look, we want to take this gold mine. And the government official went in to have a meeting and said, let's how much are we going to give this gold mine? And the old guy said, if we're giving that gold mine, it should not be anything less than $20 million. And they finished and came back to the person and said, look, we'll give out the gold mine, no problem. But see that we'll pay $20 million. The investors didn't show any fear. They said, okay, just wait, let us have a meeting. They went in, had a meeting. They were shocked that the government will mention $20 million for the gold mine. So they said, and what was it? These people don't have understanding. Okay. They did the meeting and they came back and they told the government, no problem, we'll make the gold mine for $20 million. But we are going to give you that $20 million, we'll spread it for a number of years, 10, 15 years. And the government said, no problem, we'll pay a large sum for it. And they paid that money. They renovated the gold mine, and in the first 3 months, they made $70 million profit. Understanding. We need to understand our purpose in the kingdom. When you understand the gospel, you will know your value. When you understand the gospel, you will appreciate what God has put in you, no matter your age,
God has planted in each and every one of us. Gifts. We need to use those gifts. No matter the circumstance, the society, the economy is so depressed. Because we are not of the world, but we are the world. So we will give all tithes. That's why we have the assembly, we have the prayer. Understand that you have a purpose. Understand that you can do all things. Doing all this is not to go and jump later or go to government and start to see the gate just to say, I can do all this. In the kingdom, understand what the Bible says, I can do all this, you can do all this. Understand what it means. God is faithful. Jesus Christ, the Bible says, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. As long as we understand, He will do miracles in our life in Jesus' name. He will continually strengthen us. He will continually uphold us. Let's remember that. He will continually hold us and keep us strong. Let's not get carried away by every wind of doctrine. Let's not get carried away. Let's all remember that God is always faithful. Let's be careful and content for the faith. Let's be strong in our pursuit of the things of the kingdom. Revelation chapter 22. From verse 10, 22, 10, to 3, from 10 to 13. The Bible says, and it says to me, do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is just, let him be just. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filled, let him be filled still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. 12. Very good job, the very words of Jesus. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. 13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Understand the gospel. It's not cheap. This as simple as this is. It's a warning. Understand it. It's a warning. Someone cannot speak and it says to me, do not say the word of this book. Oh, the book must be good. And the purpose of this book, the time is at hand. The time is not normal. He was not just. And you will not understand the import. It is crucial. It's a warning. It's a warning. He was not just. Continue. He was continue. Not at all. Don't allow it. Continue. He was righteous. Continue. He will slowly continue. I am coming, and my reward is with me. It's not time to go somewhere. The next day is about your inheritance here on earth. God has those packages for us. But let's understand the crucial import. Revelation 22 is the last chapter of the Bible. It's the last chapter. We have seen in this message of the God. We saw in Genesis chapter 1. We have got to know they are giving us dominion. They are giving up. Then, yet, in the last chapter, is warning us. Understand the gospel. He said, do not see the word of the prophecy of Jesus for the time is at hand. Are you righteous? Continue. Are you holy? Continue. Are you unjust? Continue. So, we see the guy, the other one, he was back by smoking the word and telling my brother, oh, I am just trying to show this thing. Endure. We live the life of Christ. He said, my brother, that's it. This thing is giving good wisdom. I have spoken. Continue. We pray for him to do that. But let him continue. We have a crucial warning. He's coming. Quickly. Yes. He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Brethren, the gospel, we need to understand. The gospel, we need to understand. The last two verses of the last chapter of the Bible says, he will testify to these things. That's Revelation 22, 20 and 21. The last two verses, he will testify to these things, says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Brethren, we need understanding. While we are on this earth, God will bless the work of our hands. As we grow, the ambassadors, we must remember, as we grow old, we must always remember that we need understanding. Search the scripture daily. Encourage yourselves in the Lord. Know that No matter the Bible says, no matter the temptation, there is no temptation that you are facing that others are not saved. There is nothing you can, there is nothing new. And God always plans people to encourage His own, His very own. Wherever they are, God will bring them for your sake. God can tell a brother that go and encourage his brother. But your path is to continually seek for understanding. Go and encourage your sister. Pray for this morning. Pray for this church. For today, what we see, church is expanded, expanded. Imagine someone wants to sell a plot of land and is seeking for church. It's not a church where they want, a church is where they want. Is it God's purpose that the church should constantly expand, build schools, churches can have microphones in hand? It's really a serious matter. Churches have microphones in hand. They learn to themselves.
You say we are the brethren, we are brethren.
Is that the gospel? Brian, massive man, I would rather you, I'm not despising anyone, I would rather you from the after I drop past whatever the airport. So I don't think that that road from airport to Liberty is now express, is bad. Yet they come, they stand that road. You don't want to smoke in that thing. So I don't think that the road was bad. So I started driving them, and I didn't know that Omega Park moved over to their permanent site. OPM, what a land, what a massive land. But we need to understand it, praise the Lord. Souls are out there, crying, perishing. We need to understand it. Let's not forget, when you have understanding of the gospel, when you understand the gospel, what you will ask faith of God, you will be obedient to the Father, the Great Commission, you will be bold and confident. The sons of Sceva, they didn't understand it, they are smashed to the barrel, they ran out of the house, they get elderly men. They lack understanding, they are disgraced. When you don't have understanding, you will be disgraced of the gospel. So ensure you have stood yourself properly with the undiluted word of God. When you have understanding, you will have joy and will be watchful. Watch and pray. Remember Esther, watch and pray. Encourage yourself with your brethren in the Bible, Abraham, Moses, Joshua, Gideon, Deborah, Ruth, Samuel, David, Solomon, Elijah, Job, David again, Esther. Remember all these good ones. The Bible says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. God knows our pain. He knows what we are going through. He wants us to continually seek Him. Hold on to Him. As we find Him, hold on to Him. Continually be strong. Don't ever seek things that are behind and behind. I'm seeking Him. Constantly seek. And you find all the country, don't let him go. Moses was the one who sang that song in when he understood the Lord in Exodus. For that song, and there's some of those. No, there is none who leader after Lord. There is none beside me. Neither is there.
Hallelujah.
God is powerful. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Don't be moved. Understand that. Don't fret. Fear not. I saw the letter of Moses' son, who is like to you, O Lord, among the gods, who is like you. Your glorious holiness, fearfully great. God is still the new one that brethren, please remember that. No shame. Hold on to your faith. Your academics will succeed. Your future will succeed. You will be strong. Be strong. In Jesus' name.
Alright. Oh, my.